Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
What is up? It's the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It is Sunday night. The Yankees have lost three in a row. Can't get a good start from a starter to save their lives. We are nervous and in a weird place that we've been kind of for the first time this season, Jake. I don't know if nervous is the right word, but I think this is the first time this season, which is a good thing, actually. But I'd like a win tonight, Jake. How are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know if good thing's the right term. It's just something that should happen in basically every baseball season, is something that keeps you in check. And I think it'll definitely do that. I'm doing all right, man. I mean, I think as a Yankee fan, you've had to mentally accept the bottoming out. You know, if they somehow scrap out today, all right, pretty cool. Let's get the ship back in gear. I think we're all expecting the worst for tonight. Sale on the mound. And the Yankees have been playing bad ball this series. It seems very much like they now have eyes on the trade deadline and the four-game set that's coming up with Boston in New York. So it is what it is. The Red Sox have beat us along with ourselves beating ourselves. There's a good phrase. But I'm all right, man. I'd love to see Domingo twirl it. The boys have put together games versus Sale before, but right now, I mean, it's hard to sit here and be like, yeah, I think the Yanks are going to come out and shove today.
Yeah, what a difference, because you were somewhat positive yesterday, and I was where you are, and now you're with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not negative. I still...
Well, you know, that was as negative as I've heard you all season.
No, I just think it's what this series was. I mean, we still have the big division lead. That's why we have that, and we're okay with that. I don't want to say punt day, but we've had many punt days where we've looked at it and said this is tough. I'm more frustrated with Yankees fans online and all that stuff. But the Red Sox have come out. Their season was on the line, and they've played great. Ours wasn't, with eyes towards the trade deadline, and we haven't. So that's kind of what it is.
Are you expecting them to lose again tonight?
I don't know. I mean, there's a world where Herman can toss. Boston's got a lot of momentum. They'd have to do something. They'd have to come out and put up a two-run, three-run homer, and Domingo would have to strike some guys out and send a message. And can they do that? Absolutely. They're still one of the best teams in baseball. But, I mean, right now, Boston is rolling, and they've got Sale on the bump. So this means a lot to them. I'm still in the boat. I mean, even if Boston wins today, we still have the season series on them, 6-5, right? So I don't know. It's just the trade deadline and the Yankees' need for starting pitching and what they've done lately, that is the biggest part that has me a little broken, to be honest. But other than that, I mean, this is a baseball series. The Red Sox have outplayed us, and it's in Fenway. That's what they're supposed to do.
All right, cool. Yankees' lineup today is as followed. The two Aarons at the top, Aaron Hicks leading off, playing center field, Aaron Judge batting second, playing right field. Edwin Encarnacion is the DH, which puts Luke Voit at first base, Didi at short, Glaber behind him, Gio at third, Cameron Maben back in, and Romine catching, Herman pitching. DJ LeMahieu still out, a little bit of a health risk, injury risk, came back clean. They think he should be good. Gardner on the IL, Gary on the IL. I think with those guys being injured, this is a fine lineup to put out. I ain't got no qualms. Got any things you don't like? Maybe I'd like to see Talkman in, but who are you going to put him in over? I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it would be Maben, and it's Sale on the mound. So even though he's good against lefties, this is kind of a different kind of lefty. I don't know. You can mentally do some things where, you know, at the same time, we're confident in Gio and Maben when they're in the 8-9 slot. It is, you know, you have flashbacks, and if LeMahieu's in this lineup, or hell, Giancarlo a couple weeks ago, or even when we were seeing Guardian there playing his defense and kind of setting the table for the next time through the lineup, I'd almost, and this is getting nitpicky because I don't actually care, but I wouldn't hate seeing like Romine and Maben flipped, like move Romine up a spot so that when Maben comes up, we're kind of starting that second cycle in the lineup. But yeah, that's just getting picky and choosy. This is still it's still a quality lineup.
Yeah, I mean, we should be able to give it a good effort. Sales on the mound. We have won both games with Sale on the mound this season. Four earned runs both times, Jake. And I think a home run both times. DJ, who's supposed to be the Sale killer, he's not in there because he's hurt. Bad timing there. Last time it was six innings pitched, four earned runs with 10 Ks, though. And those were at New York. So this is the first time seeing him this season in Fenway. So we'll see. But Sale doesn't scare me as much as he used to.
Yeah, I mean, the Yankees have a formula now, right? I mean, they're going to work the count. They're going to string some at-bats together. And it's just a matter if when that inning you get first and second with one out, can you get a big hit? Can you put a ball in the gap? Or do you go – you strike out swinging? And the Yankees lately – have been doing a really good job. I mean, we saw it at the stadium. So it'll be interesting to see. I think they have the approach they want against Sale. There's not like a fear factor. At the same time, he's still very much Chris Sale. I mean, odds are he's going to land up in double-digit strikeouts anyways. So it's just a matter when you do get him, can you make something of it?
Who do you think on the Yankees has the best numbers versus Christopher Sale?
Best numbers versus Sale? How about Voit? Is Voit okay? I don't know. Just guessing. No idea.
Voit, 2-for-8 with an RBI, 4 Ks. Aaron Hicks, 10-for-29, 2 doubles, 406 on base percentage, and a 345 batting average in 32 plate appearances. That's pretty good. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
Edwin Encarnacion has 7 hits in 21 at-bats, and 3 of those hits are home runs.
Wow.
So good for you, Eddie. Yep. Judge has a home run off Sale, but not crazy numbers. And then Didi has 5-for-16, which is 313. That's about it. Romine has terrible numbers, but come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's what's going to happen.
Come on.
Come on. Domingo Germán on the bump for the Yankees.
Where are you at with Mingo, Jim?
We'll see after today.
Okay.
We'll see after today. It's a big start in my brain for Mingo. Did you hear all the trade Mingo talks?
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense in my brain.
Yeah, it's scary, and I think we'll have to figure out a way to do it on the podcast tonight. Because, yeah, this I sent you a text last night where I was like, I'm having we're kind of in this public forum. It's tough to say some things that you just want to casually say because it can be taken as like gospel or held over your head. I don't know. I mean, there's not a crazy world where you go out, get a pitcher with the prospects package we've been talking about, and then maybe you get one of the big names with Mingo. Because I don't know, man. There's just a fear factor, not necessarily just because of this four-game set. But I don't know, man. You know I've been on Houston for a while. I mean, Cole and Verlander are lights out, and I don't know if you look at what our pitching staff's been doing. Whoa! So I don't know. That might be a little Talking Yanks preview.
All right. Well, after coming off the DL, Mingo went 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 6 innings pitched, 0 earned runs, 6 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. Then in Minnesota, 3.2, 8 earned runs. This is a huge start for him because we need. A stopper, A, for the whole rotation. So it's kind of big for, like, the Yankees' whole rotation and the Yankees. And then personally, like, what happened? Are you injured again? What happened? Because he was really uncomfortable on the mound last time and kind of laboring and trying to find his spots and his delivery and all that.
So is everyone, to be fair.
That's true. It's true. But he didn't look great. And I think
no.
So
I think it's a classic case. If he pitches well today, we kind of do a clap, nice start, let's get the ball rolling. If he doesn't, we make the off day our fresh start, which is a little pathetic, but it's what we need.
He pitched against the Red Sox this season once, 3.2 innings pitched, 6 hits, 3 earned runs, 8 Ks. Only 3.2 innings, though, in 87 pitches. And then who popped him? Bogarts got him on the home run. Brock Holt, 3-for-4. There's not a lot of history there. It's like one game. Two games, one last year as well. So, I don't know. Mingo versus Sale. Let's get it.
It's a good game, would be nice.
Let's just compete. We were like, we inched closer to competing yesterday, but still didn't really.
Yeah, and we had a chance to, and I think it's one of my first gripes with Booney in a while. I mean, throwing Chad on the sword there seemed unnecessary, but that's more talking Yanks talk.
Yeah, we'll do a lot of that after the game today. Speaking of the bullpen today, Tommy Canley, Green's unavailable. Everyone should be available. Besides Chad.
No Chad.
Everyone else should be available. Fucking. I'd love, with an off day tomorrow, Jake, I'd love to. Can we win this game at all costs?
Yeah, you'd like to think they're gearing up for that. Maybe Boone and Larry and the nerds hit a point where it's like, oh, shoot, we got another one. What, off day coming up? Maybe we'll do it. I don't know. They just they can't get down by multiple runs like that because they run the team differently. And I think they clearly have their sights on the trade deadline and the 4 games in New York against Boston. So it would, some good words play here, Jim. It'd be nice to take some wind out of their sails tonight.
Hey, did you realize we're on the clock? I was hanging out with Dylan last night. He was like, hey, you guys, like, they can make a trade right now. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't put it together that we were on the clock whenever to do a reaction video episode.
Yeah, I wanted to give you a little, because I know you're trying to make some plans tomorrow. I think we'll be good, but just an FYI. Maybe a conversation that just needs to be had.
That would suck. Don't make a trade tomorrow, Cash. I cannot afford that. All right, what's next, Jake? Do you have a specific what to watch for? It's so broad strokes right now, like just don't suck.
It is very broad strokes. How about this? I need one guy from the core, and I need one guy from kind of our mixed match bag of goodies this year. So I maybe you can think of a more creative way to label this, Jim. But I need someone from Hicks, Judge, Edwin, Voit, Didi, Glaber to have a special day. And I need one of the three guys at the bottom, Gio, Maben, or Romine. So I need a 1-1. Okay. I need getting fouled late. I need the 1-1. I need someone to step up from that main guys. Because, like, yesterday it was Gio, and you're like, nice. And you see Romine slapping it around a little bit lately. We need a big game from one of the big guys. And give me one of those guys at the bottom, because that's a good way to twist the knife in this series.
All right. I like that. Let's just make picks right now. This is just our 1-1 picks, not our homer draft picks.
Okay, 1-1 picks.
I'm choosing Hicks, and is Gio bottom?
Yeah, he counts.
I'm choosing Hicks and Gio. I'd love to choose Judge. I'd love to choose Judge and Maben, but I'm choosing Hicks and Gio.
I'm going Maben and Voit.
Okay.
Maben and Voit.
Two guys that like hugs.
Yeah,
the hug huggers crew. On the team. The huggers.
Hug squad.
All right. Yeah, my what to watch for is how Boone uses the bullpen.
Okay.
Because you're right. If they're down 2, they just don't care.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. And I don't like it.
It's 5-3 game.
I might write a letter.
Can Yanks end up scoring 5? You can go a lot of things in your headspace. But yeah, I mean, they just talking Yanks stuff. That was talking Yanks stuff I was about to say.
Main episode, you mean? Recap
episode. Main ep.
This is talking Yanks. Pre-game show.
Pre-game show.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the homer draft. I'm ahead, Jake. 1-0.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Who'd you get, kid?
Higgy.
Who'd you get, kiddo?
I got Higgy.
Yeah, Higgy. Higgy with the game one blast. Nice, dude.
And I believe really you're up first.
You need it. You need it in a bad way.
Did we do the over-under yesterday? Looks like we didn't.
No. I realized that afterwards.
Nice. I love when we just don't do one of the main things we're supposed to do.
This is Series 7 without a W for you, Jim.
Yeah, big picks by you, and you get to go first. For everyone watching and listening, Jake cannot pick.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a lot. Edwin, Glaber, Voit, Hicks, or Judge. So who can you pick? You can pick Romine, Mabin, Gio, Didi. You got a lot of options.
Yeah, I've got options out there. The one I need is Cameron Mabin. Hammering Cameron. Again, kind of the same theory that got one for Gio the other day. Sales working through the lineup. He gets a little lax. He's thinking previous year's Cameron Mabin, not the monster we have this year. And he shows him the monster.
Okay. All right. Cool. So I cannot pick Hicks. Four game sets are hard. I can't pick Hicks. I can't pick Judge. I can't pick Didi. I can't pick Voit. I can't pick Glaber. So do I have a way to like block you fully? If I pick Gio. Nope. Do I have a way to leave you with Romine?
I don't think so. Let me double check. No.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm taking Edwin, who you already have.
Yeah.
Gio and Edwin for me. Okay. I'm happy with my Edwin pick.
Yeah. And he's got some good numbers. He's one of the meaty guys left. I am going to go with Sir Didi Gregorius.
Nice, man. It was Didi or Romine were your two options.
Two at-bats against that bullpen, so.
Get it, Didi.
I could have took, Mabin or Didi. Over-under.
What do you think it's at? It's been 11.5. Sale, Herman. Do you think it's at 10? I was going to say 10 or 10.5, yeah. I think they're still going to act like it's going to be big runs. Runza, shout out Nebraska.
Shout out Nebraska, 10 on the nose.
I'm going the over. I want to go the under, but I'm just going to go the over. Everything's been hitting the over. The last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six of the last seven have been the over. I don't know what yesterday's was, but I'm going to guess the over hit. So that would be seven of the last eight. Seven of the last eight Yankee games have gone over.
Been a lot of runs have scored, and yeah, yesterday was 14. I'll take the under. I'm going reverse Vegas mode.
A gambling man.
Gambling man. Got to stop sometime.
That's what they say about everything.
Kinda.
Life. Pee streams.
Depends how you view life. Pee streams?
They got to stop sometime.
I don't know. I think I could run something on that if someone was just constantly drinking water for like hours.
Scientists have had to test that out, right? Do like the Austin, the Austin Powers pee after you get frozen? That's science.
Never deep dove into the topic.
We might have to. All right, let's go to the chat. Hey, there's a guy in here, Jake, in the chat. Florgan, thanks for being in here. That's really upset about Edwin's parrot.
Sure.
Do you like the parrot? Do you think they need to stop?
I like the parrot. I recall when we got him that you weren't a big fan of it when he was on the other team. When it's on your team, it's ours. I don't know. It's a little fun thing in baseball. Like this is where baseball people get bad reputations. If you can't be okay with that, then you're okay with nothing.
Yeah, he was trying to compare it to like bat flipping or whatever, but like the parrot doesn't show up the other pitcher in the slightest. It's all about celebrating. Yeah. So I don't Yeah, all right.
Sorry that a player tried to identify himself.
Ooh.
So that he might have a fan, and a kid might remember that, and he might like baseball.
Apparently DJ is available off the bench. I do not believe that at all.
They say that for every guy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not.
Are you surprised Wade got called up?
A little bit, right? What is that?
DJ's hurt, so if they want speed off the bases for a game, he'll be back down real quick. Maybe it's trying to showcase Wade. Someone's interested.
I almost expected to see his ass in the lineup today, and I think that would have been it. I don't know. I mean, Tyro, Clint, there's a lot of names. Mike Ford. So, yeah, I was surprised to see Tyler Wade.
I think it's with Gardner out, with DJ out, it's an infielder with speed. Might be a little showcase moment, although I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know why Wade's up. Maybe I think they do not care about Wade's playing time or anything anymore. Like, it's not like
they're giving him an MLB paycheck for one game.
Yeah, yeah. Unconfirmed, Stroman to the Mets. I don't know. They said they saw it on MLB TV.
Did someone just say that in the chat?
Well, they said they saw it on MLB TV. So I'm going to do a quick Google. I'm expecting it to be nothing real at all. Right. Did you hear that? Oh, yeah. Sources. Mets close to acquiring Marcus Stroman, John Morosi.
Love it.
Dude, imagine Stroman thinking that you're getting out of Toronto, so excited to go play somewhere, and then you're going to the Mets because they're trading Syndergaard. Like, that's too bad he doesn't have, like, a no-trade clause. I think he would use it.
Not a lot of guys do.
Yeah. Jesus, that's crazy. It's confirmed now. He went to the Mets. What? Yeah? Wow. Stroman to the Mets.
But that means Syndergaard's available, right?
I think so. Holy shit. That's so weird.
Brody Van GM, baby.
What? I don't get
Finally
it.
Shore up that rotation.
I feel bad for Stroman.
It's tough.
Oh, weird. All right. Well, that's weird. Thank you guys for watching. If you want to watch in the future, please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Put the notifications on, and then you don't have to wait for the tweet. You'll just get them on the YouTube whenever we go live for the pregame show. Or you can listen on the podcast app, Spotify, iTunes, whatever app you use. We should be on there if you just want to hear our beautiful voices. Jake, any last words?
Well, we'll see you guys later. Not the end of the world. Would be nice to get a win.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.